Welcome to Sefer Tehillim with the Tanakh podcast and Chag Sameach. Today, Mizmor Tetvav, chapter 15. And as we celebrate Shvi Shel Pesach and Kriyat Yam Suf, we hope for miracles in our own time. We hope for safety for Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, freedom for all of the hostages, a swift return home for all those who have been uprooted from their homes, and healing for all of those who have been injured in this war. Today, Perek Tet Vav, what a beautiful Perek, Mizmor David, Hashem Miyagor Bo'olecha U'miyoshgon Bahar Kodshecha. A psalm of David. Who may live in your tent and who may dwell on your holy mountain? The question is, of course, who really belongs in the Beit HaMikdash? And this is a parallel to Perek Chaf Dalet, which we may be more familiar with. Mi yaleh b'har Hashem u'mi yakum b'mkom kodsho. You know, in ancient times, people felt that when they came to the Beit HaMikdash, we are in one of the Merugalim. And indeed, when people came to the Beit Mikdash, they had to bring a korban. We're told in Sefer Shemot, "V'lo yiru panai rekam, do not see my face empty-handed." And indeed, people brought a korban ri'iyah. They brought a korban, a special sacrifice, when they came to visit God, to visit the temple. And one might have thought that the answer would be, "Mi yagur bo'olecha, mi yishkon b'har kodshecha." Who can be on your holy mountain? Who may sojourn in your tent? The answer would be whoever brings a sacrifice, whoever brings the proper gifts. In fact, there were actually two sacrifices, the Korban Shlamim, the Chagigah, and the Korban, and the Olat Re'iyah. And this is exactly what we see in so many books of prophecy, where they rail against the sacrifices. And they say, I don't understand. You're coming to bring all sorts of sacrifices. We're familiar with this from the first chapter of Yeshayahu. Mali rov zivichechem. Why do I need, I don't want all of your sacrifices. Who asked for all of this? Ki tavo leraot panai, mi bikesh zot miyetchem, rumos chatzerai. The point is that if a person just comes to God and brings the sacrifices, but they are an unethical person, then I don't want to know anything about it. And therefore, we have the question here, Mi yagur bo'olecha, mi yishkon b'har kodshecha? And the answer is, Holech tamim. Somebody who is honest. U'po'el tzedek. Somebody who acts in a way of justice. V'dover emet bilvavo. And somebody who speaks truthfully. In fact, in this particular perek, the answer to Mi yagur bo'olecha u'mi yishkon b'har kodshecha, who can live in your tent, who can dwell on your mountain, is 11 different virtues and dispositions, actions and character traits that characterize the individuals who are welcome on God's mountain, in God's holy place. Interestingly enough, the first three are positive, we've just mentioned them. Holech tamim po'el tzedek dover emet bilvavo. Then we have three negative. Loral gal alishono. Somebody who hasn't slandered. Lo asal rehu ra'a. Somebody who hasn't harmed anyone. Cherpalo nasar krovo. You haven't shamed anyone. Then we go to the positive. Nivza be'inav nimas. Whatever's contemptible to God's eyes is also abhorrent in His eyes. Ve'yirei Hashem ichabed, that He honors those who fear God. Nishba lahara v'lo yamir, he stands by his oath. So three positive virtues, and then again, two negative things that you shouldn't do. Kaspo lo natan b'neshech, he hasn't loaned money with interest. V'shochad al naki lo lakach, and he hasn't taken bribes. Or se'ele lo yamut li'olam, those people will never fail. So these 11 virtues, these 11 practices, form the ethical code which allows somebody to enter into God. God isn't interested in gifts, just a korban animals, what God is interested in is people coming to him who are armed with those values, which are indeed the values of God, right? The values, as we say in Pasuk Bet here, of tmimut, honesty and genuineness, tzedek, justice, emet, and truth, and those people can stand before God. This type of theology here, of course, gives a different perspective, a different center of gravity to much of our Judaism. Sometimes we think that the most important thing in our religious lives is ritual things, things like, I don't know, davening or learning Torah, or even, I don't know, keeping kosher or whatnot. And here we see that these values, tmimut, justice, truth, these virtues that we have in this chapter are really the core of the people who may stand before God, these ethical virtues. And this really gives a fascinating window into a different way of thinking about what are the core values of Judaism. That's it for today. Chag Sameach. This is going out a little early before Chag, and we will see you after the Chag.